Yeah, we'll do that in a minute. He does think he's in charge, which is interesting. So that was the Bible according to Teddy. So that was a story that we're going to be looking at this morning, a story in the Bible where Peter was asked, does Jesus pay the temple tax? And Peter kind of went, yeah. And then he went back to Jesus, and Jesus said, actually, I know who I am, but actually, go and throw your net into the sea, and you're going to catch a fish, and there'll be a coin in its mouth. So that's what we're going to be looking at a bit this morning. But I thought first we'd have a little bit of a treasure hunt. Is anyone up for that? Because actually, sometimes at the beach, you find treasure, you find shells, you find stones, and actually, in the story, they found a coin. So what I need is I need two young, athletic people. Michael Cassidy, you're looking at me. You can come on. And I need somebody else who can run. Come on, Alex. Come on, then. Everybody's going to join in with this, but I've got, obviously, two super fit athletic people to help me as well. So what's going to happen is we're going to have a bit of a team scavenger hunt. So Alex, I'll let you choose. You've got this side and you've got this side. Which side looks the most intelligent? Which side would you like? This side. Okay, Michael, you've got this slot. Yeah, you up for that? Okay, so what's going to happen is I'm going to call out some of the things that I need. Now, everybody else needs to stay in their seats, and these guys are going to be the runners. And the first one that gets back to me wins. So, for example, if I said, I want a bank card, you're all going to be rooting through your pockets, and then if you had one, hold it up in the air, and if you're on this side, Alex will run to you and then run it back to me. And if you're on that side, Michael will run. So that was just an example. So it might come up on the screen as well, if we're good. So the first thing I need, are you ready? Are you really ready? Okay. I would like 5 odd socks. 5 odd socks. Come on, quick as you can. 5 odd socks. Make sure they don't smell. 5 odd socks. Holly's already had hers off all morning. How many have you got, Alex? 5. Have you got 5? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well done. Sorry, Michael. Right, now you have to return them. And I hope they don't smell too much with all those smelly feet. Okay. So, has everyone got their socks back? Yeah. Nice. Bet the smell in here has improved with all these people taking their shoes off. Okay, right. The next thing I need, are we ready? Yep. Is I need a water bottle. A water bottle. Anyone got a bottle of water? Anyone got a bottle of water? Come on. Well done, Alex. Well done. So that's 2-0 to Alex's team. Well done, Alex and Berry. Okay, good job. Are you all right? You're going to be all right, yeah? We'll pray for... No, well, we're not having that. Okay, the next thing I need, I want 6 sets of keys. 6 sets of keys. 6. Come on, 6. I hope there's some... There's people throwing car keys around the church. Right, I'm going to check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well done, Alex. Michael, I'm sorry. Right, make sure you get the right keys back to the right people because we're not all swapping cars, right? Right. Good job. I hope everyone's got their car keys back. Just causing havoc on a Sunday morning. Standard. So maybe you could be thinking about what you've got in your bag and what you've got that you might need. Are you all sorted? So are we on 3-0?
Yeah.
Or 4-0?
3.
You can keep score for me, Alex. Okay, Michael, are you ready? This time. Okay. I need a fiver. A fiver. Come on. Yes! Can I keep it? Can I have it? No, you can have it back. Well done. So we're on 3-1 now. Good job. Right. The next thing I need, a bit more tricky. A shoelace. A shoelace, not in the shoe. Not in the shoe, just a lace. Well, if you can get it out quick enough. Hello, he's fine. If he wants to stand with me, it's fine. We do chaos. Come on, come on. Oh, who was that? Did anybody say? Was it Michael? Okay. Okay, so we're on 3-2. Well done. Right, so we're on 3-2. Okay, I've got two last things that I need, okay? I would like, this will be an interesting one, 4 Bibles. Anyone actually got a Bible at church? 1, 2. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Well done. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. So we're on 4, 2. Well done. So we turn the Bible. I'm impressed that people have Bibles at church. That is impressive. I'm only saying that because mine's on my phone and I'm going to need it in a minute and I don't know where it is. Okay, last one. Last one. So we're on 4, 2. Okay, last one. I would like, this is a tricky one because I don't think there's that many of them around anymore. I'd like a £2 coin. A £2 coin, and I'm just going to run and get some of it. Have we got one? Have you got one? Let me have a look. Is it real? Yeah. Thank you. So that was 3-4. So this side win. Well done. Shake his hand. Good job. Well done, everybody. That was just a little bit of fun. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to talk very quickly, very briefly, I mean, not too quick, because I can talk quick. And for the kids, if the kids, while I'm talking, want to make a fish with a coin in its mouth, we've got some stuff over on the table over there, or we will have in about 30 seconds. And so they can make their very own fish with a coin in its mouth. So Teddy, could you take that over there for me? Yeah, and there's a bag of stuff on the window, oh, just there, thanks Alex. Great, so kids, you're welcome to go and join in with that. Okay. So for those people who have got their Bibles with them today, and who are not frantically trying to put their shoelaces back in, Nikki, we're going to be looking at the story together. And it's Matthew chapter 17, and it's verses 24 to 26, which I'm just finding because I haven't got a Bible with me, just a phone. Okay, so it's on the screen as well. Thank you. After they arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and asked, "Does your teacher pay the tax for the upkeep of the temple like the rest of us?" "Of course he does," Peter answered. When Peter walked into the house and before he had a chance to speak, Jesus spoke up and said, "Peter, I have a question for you. Who pays tolls or taxes to a king? Is tax collected from the king's own children or from his subjects?" "From his subjects," Peter answered. Jesus replied, "That's right. The children get off free without paying taxes. But so we don't offend them, go to the lake and throw out your hook, and the first fish that rises up will have a coin in its mouth. It will be the exact amount you need to pay the temple tax for both of us." And actually, God really spoke to me about this passage about 18 months ago. So when the titles came out for what we were doing over the summer, you know, this is a little bit of an interesting story, isn't it? I just knew that actually we were meant to look at this morning. And, you know, I think what strikes me the most is it was just an everyday situation, wasn't it? Somebody said to Peter, "Does Jesus pay the temple tax?" And, you know, Peter might have gone, "Oh, I don't know. And actually, we all face stuff on a daily basis, don't we, where there's a little bit of an everyday sort of problem, like the computer not working or things like that. And you know, anyone here face challenges and issues on a daily basis? Little stuff and big stuff? I know I do. But you know what? It encouraged me that Peter and ultimately Jesus did. But actually Jesus had a supernatural answer to just something in the everyday, you know, and stuff like this was normal for Jesus. It was normal for him to do a miracle in the everyday, and it was normal for his disciples. And so it should be normal for us too. You know, he has answers for us. And you know, Jesus just had a simple supernatural solution. And that's what God spoke to me about out of this passage. He said to me, you know, Rachel, look for simple supernatural solutions. And you know, Jesus knew what was on Peter's heart before he even said it. You know, and God knows what's on your heart too. He knows what's going on in your life, in your world, the big stuff and the little stuff as well. And actually, I had a dream in the night. And there was somebody who was really struggling to get their baby to sleep. And they were just like walking around really struggling. And then someone came and just got hold of this baby and the baby fell asleep. And you know, there's been so many times in my life where God's given me just really simple things that have been a supernatural solution. You know, strategies that we use with our kids, you know, sometimes when you're sat in a meeting, how to phrase something really well, God can drop that. You know, I know there's people in this room who pray for parking spaces all the time and then thank God for their parking spaces. And, you know, sometimes you also get a little prompt just to maybe text somebody or call in on somebody. You know, Jesus does miracles today and he does them in the little, but he also does big things too. And, you know, these fit with who you are and where he's placed you. Like Peter was a fisherman. So if Jesus told me if I needed some money to go and fish, I'd be a bit like, well, first, I wouldn't have a clue where to start. But actually, fishing was Peter's life, but Jesus had something supernatural in Peter's everyday circumstances. And that's because Jesus knew him. And actually, life with Jesus, we're meant to do it, and there's meant to be a supernatural spin on it because that's just what he's like. And it's meant to be in our everyday. It's not just for when we're gathered together on a Sunday. And I've got a little story, actually. A little story about these. So last Thursday, we do an alpha group on a Thursday night, and we were having a barbecue, and we're having a barbecue at my house. And so we had everyone round who was part of our alpha group, and we were setting up and getting everything ready. And we were expecting about 30 people, so lots of burgers and sausages. I have no idea how many Michael and Kevin cooked in the end. There was just so much food. And I was putting a stack of napkins out. Are you coming up here? Okay, I might interview you. So I was putting a stack of napkins out, and Teddy says to me, Mummy, I've got some special napkins in my bedroom. And as you can see by Teddy's clothing, what do you like?
Rainbow.
Teddy loves rainbows, right? And so a friend of mine had bought Teddy a pack of napkins and said, I saw these and thought of you. And so Teddy very kindly said, Mummy, I've got some napkins that we can give to everybody. And I just went, oh, Teddy, that's really kind, but we've got lots of people coming. Why don't we save them and use them another time? And I said, I don't think there's going to be enough for everybody, Teddy. And what did you say?
We could pray.
How to knock your mum over when you're like, oh, you have little faith, mother. So Teddy said, we could pray. And actually he said, we could pray and Jesus will give us enough. And so I was like, okay. And so we had a barbecue, didn't we? We had 30 people, loads of food, loads of burgers and sausages. And we had a birthday cake afterwards. And we didn't have any plates out for the cake. Everyone ate birthday cake off napkins, right? Didn't they? And then I was clearing up in the morning. And I went downstairs. And there was a stack of napkins still left on the side when there's no way at all there should have been any left of anything. And what did you say?
It was a miracle.
Yeah, and Teddy said, it's a miracle. And actually, Teddy said, thank you, God, that's a miracle. And he counted them, and he counted 12 napkins left. And then later in the day, I was just like blown away by God and just how he would respond to the faith of a five-year-old. And then I counted later in the day, and you can come and count them later, there is 7 here. And actually, if you know the story of the feeding of the 5,000 and the 4,000, thank you, Teddy, you can go and sit down now. He was born to be on the stage, that kid, I tell you. there's actually 12 baskets left and there's 7 baskets left. And Jesus had 12 napkins when Teddy counted and 7 when I counted them, and there's still 7 left. And I was just blown away by God doing something miraculous in the everyday using the faith of a 5-year-old. And you know what? We've wanted the kids to be involved this morning. We've wanted the kids to write their prayers and to be involved and to be part of the service, because actually, there's no junior Holy Spirit. It's the same Holy Spirit in those kids as is in us. And God wants to do amazing stuff through our kids as well. And actually, at the end, we're going to be praying. And if any of the kids want to see Jesus do amazing stuff in their lives, we want to pray for them as well. Because God wants to use them and he wants them to have an adventure with him and to see things in their life that is amazing. And actually, just when I was preparing this, I just felt God say that actually he's interested in money problems too. You know, this was a financial problem, wasn't it? And actually, if there's people in here this morning who have financial issues, you know what? God's interested in that too, and we'd love to pray for you. And actually, God did something this week. We prayed for somebody who was having a financial problem. We gave them some advice, and then Jesus totally sorted it out in a totally different way, because he's just like that. So we'd love to pray for you this morning. And I'm just going to finish with this. You know, Peter had a choice about what he was going to do. You know, Jesus told him what to do. Jesus said, go and cast your net into the sea, and the first fish you catch will have a coin in its mouth. Peter could have gone, you're all right. Or he could have gone, actually, yeah, I'll go fishing. I'll catch some fish. I'll sell them on, and then that'll give me the money I need. But actually, he did what Jesus said. And he went, and he caught that fish, and he opened its mouth up. You know, Jesus had a practical response. And Peter had to be part of that. Jesus had a practical solution, but Peter had to make a practical response. You know, and actually my heart is that we go away this morning and go, actually, Jesus, what do you want to do in my life? I want to respond to you. You know, maybe you need a miracle yourself this morning in a situation, in just an everyday situation or a bigger situation. Or maybe, like Peter, you're hungry for God to do supernatural stuff. And what we're going to do now is we're going to play a song to finish. And during that song, if this is something that's on your heart, that you want to see God do more supernatural stuff in the world around you, in your life, and in the lives of people around you, what's going to happen is you can tell God that in that song while it's on. And then I've got some other things as well. You might have noticed, if you're observant, that actually around the room, we've got loads of gold coins hidden. Well, I say hidden. They're mainly on the windowsills, if you need a bit of a clue. And while this song's on, if you're serious about saying to Jesus, look, I want to look for those simple supernatural solutions, I would encourage you just to come and get one of these coins and keep it and have it and, you know, put it in your wallet or put it at home on a unit or put it somewhere where you look and you say, actually, God, I want to look for your supernatural solutions. I want to look for your keys and your coins. And if you're serious about that, we've also got the healing room team here, and these people are seeing God do stuff all the time. And actually, if you would like somebody to pray for you in that, we'd love to pray for you. And as I mentioned before, we'd love to pray for the kids too. So I'm going to put some at the front, and there is some around the sides as well. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I was just going to add something. I pierced my eardrum the other week, a few weeks ago, by being a bit silly with a cotton bud. And I was just cleaning a bit my ear, and I caught my elbow on the shower door, and it went a bit far and made a hole in my eardrum, which was a bit slightly painful. And I was sort of 3/4 deaf in that ear. And I was around at Joel and Rachel's not long after, and just got Teddy to pray for my ear. And then the next day I was at the surgery because I'd been checked out at A&E, and they told me to get a doctor's appointment so the doctor could see what it was. And then 6 weeks later I can go back and the doctor can see how much has improved or not. And when the doctor looked, it was healed up. There was no hole. All right? But within 3 weeks, the hearing's come back completely. So, and that's not just, it's not that Teddy's special, except that he is in a sense that he believes in the God who heals, and he knows he trusts him, and he knows he can ask, all right? And that could be any of us, and it could be any of your kids, and it should be, okay?
Good job. So we're just going to play this song now, and you can just sit for a moment, and then if you want to make a response and come and get a coin, you're welcome to, and the team will be available kind of at the sides and at the back if you want someone to pray with you as well. Thank you.